And let's see how turning is in standing. So turn and look one way, like someone's calling you from behind. Turn and look, come back to the middle, look the other way. What's going on here? Are you finding yourself moving more because you're standing? Is it easier to turn in one way than the other way?
About the same.
About the same? Are you feeling any cricks in your neck or anything going more one way? All right, good. So just, and then one more time, and then see how far you can look around, like kind of mark yourself as you turn to one way, how far can you see without pushing it, you know, just comfortably, because, and then look the other way, and then we'll see what happens when we finished up. Okay, so we're going to be lying on the floor on your back. You take your shoes off, then you can feel more of the floor with your feet. If you're wearing glasses and you feel comfortable taking those off, that would be great. And how are the lights in your eyes? Do you want these lights off on top?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Got a couple yeses? And then you're going to be lying on your back, but bend your knees and make yourself comfortable. You know, if you can straighten your legs out without any discomfort, do that. If not, bend your knees and stand your feet. How's the temperature in here for everybody? Comfortable? Okay, good. Now, the other thing is I brought a bunch of towels because, and that's something, if you could bring a towel with you next time too, that would be great. Because if you feel like your head is tilting back, meaning you're not looking directly up at the ceiling, but you're looking kind of behind you, you're going to need a towel, and I'm going to pass them out. So some people I can see might need one.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Would you like one? And you can fold it up a little more to make you more comfortable. You don't want to bunch it too far around your neck because then that's going to limit your head moving. And part of what we're doing today is wanting your head to move. So to have a flat towel is good. Anybody else? Okay, and now start to notice. We use a hard floor. We use a floor because the floor can give you feedback. So what kind of feedback is the floor giving to you? What are you noticing? What's anything talking to you? Okay, and then just notice what muscles feel like they're not quite ready to let go. And if you're feeling a lot of pressure in your lower back, you might want to bend your knees and stand your feet. But, you know, after moving around all day, you know, some muscles just get tight and they get in this habit. So sometimes it takes a little while for them to let go. And just notice which ones are readily able to let go and which ones are not quite yet. And then start to notice where you feel yourself resting into the floor. Which parts? Your feet, maybe your calves, your pelvis. Do you have a sense of your spine? Or maybe you have a sense of where your back is touching the floor, what parts you might feel more space between your lower back. Can you feel your shoulders? And maybe you feel one shoulder more than the other. You can compare your sides from side to side. So the more you can notice the differences, you're just starting. You may not, you know, we don't normally do this, and you may not have any sensations. But that's what this class is about, is starting to ignite that in you. And the more differences you can feel in your sensations, the more the brain can generate synapses and connections. And then notice how your head is resting. It really kind of only rests on one little spot on the back of your head, doesn't it? Can you sense that spot? And now I talked about movements being really small, because the smaller you can go and the slower you can go, the more you can pay attention. So I'm going to ask you to turn your head to one way, let it roll on that spot. But don't take it only all the way. Take it only like about maybe 30 or 40 degrees to one side. Go slow, go small, roll it back to the middle. And then go the other way, small, slow, and maybe go another time to each side so that you can compare which side you might like to go easier, which side maybe wants to catch. Maybe in one side you have to tilt your head at a different angle for it to roll. Okay, and then let it come to rest in the middle. Jeff, you got the light right in your eyes. No, you were the one that won. So feel comfortable moving if you want. Can everybody hear me okay? I tend to like get into this softer meditative kind of voice when I talk, but just let me know, okay? Okay, and then just pay attention to your, without changing your breath, just pay attention to your breath. Which, of course, it's going to change a little because you're paying attention to it, but just how are you breathing? Let your face relax, your jaw. So, you know, if you think about your jaw, it's got this hinge of this bottom part that then can open and close. Let your tongue soften in your mouth. And then just let your lower your jaw open slowly, not all the way, just a little bit, so that you can pay attention to what's happening with the bony structure. And close a couple times. You know, a lot of times tension in the neck and shoulders is associated with the jaw. Okay, and now bend your knees and stand your feet, if you're not already doing it. Bend your knees and stand your feet. Yeah. And now place your feet probably about hip-width apart. So you have some support there. And one of the Feldenkrais principles is to find out where you're exerting extra effort and to catch yourself doing it. A lot of effort doesn't have to be made to do a lot of things. And when you have your legs bent like this, basically if you were just to let your skeleton stand like that way, your legs would just stand that way without using much muscular effort. So put your feet real close together so they're touching again. And then notice, can you notice like what muscles have to work to keep them there? And you may or may not. You know, we're just starting out on this journey. And then take your feet way out past your hips and see what kind of muscular effort it takes to keep them out there. Where do you feel? What has to work to do that? And then now, see if you can find a happy medium between touching and way out that you don't have to use a lot of muscle effort to keep them up there. Your back is relaxed, you're not having to use your thigh muscles too much. Okay, good. So now this first movement we're going to do is to take your knees to one side. And again, don't take them all the way to the floor or 100%. Just tilt your knees to the right, like maybe about 30 degrees. Both knees go to the right, and then come back to the middle. So everybody can go a lot, almost everybody can go a lot less than further than you went, okay? So, and then go to the left and back to the middle. Jack, see if you can just go like maybe this far, okay, and back, and just that far, okay, and back. And start to notice when you shift your, when you take your knees to one side, both knees go to the left, both knees go to the right. Can you start to feel how your weight is shifting on your pelvis on the floor? So when you take your knees to the right, you feel you're hanging out more on the right side of your pelvis. And then when you come back to the middle with your knees, your weight comes back to the middle. And then when you go to the left, you feel your weight shifting to the left. Okay, good. And then let your legs, both knees, come both back to the middle and rest in the middle. So you're going to do this again, but this time I'm going to add a little, I wanted you to try a different little way of doing it. So as you take your knees to the right, I want you to see if you can lengthen your left knee so it feels like it's heading out towards over your left foot. Does that make sense? So knees go to the right, but the left knee comes like this way to do it.
Twisting your pelvis.
Yeah, so you feel more of a twist in your pelvis. Mm-hmm. And then come back to the middle, and then go the other way. So when you go the other way, the opposite knee lengthens long. You feel that? Mm-hmm. Anybody else not quite understand that? So go back and forth. And then try it without lengthening the knee, if you got that, and go back and forth between both ways and see what the difference is in yourself when you lengthen your knee and when you don't lengthen your knee. Yeah. There it is. Yeah. And come back. And then the other way. This knee. Whoops. Oh, you're sliding. Let me get you. Yeah. There. Do you feel how that gives you more of a twist? Do you got that, Carol?
I don't know what you mean.
Yeah. So go to the right, and then this leg comes this out. Push, lengthen. Try it again. So lengthen. Yeah. So it's almost like you want to shoot your knee off over this foot towards me.
Oh. Okay. Oh, I feel a stretch.
Yeah, and don't go so far that you feel a stretch. We want to work with, because then you're talking to the muscles, and we want to talk to the nervous system, and it's about the movement and the nervous system. That's why we go small and slow, and we don't go as far. Okay, so if you're really feeling a stretch, it's so tempting because it feels so good, but that's how you hurt yourself. Okay, so you're learning to move with less effort and with more ease. Okay, so let's go the other way. So tilt, and then this. There, you got it. See, you're opening up this hip joint more when you do that. And now go the other way and just do tilt your knees without the lengthening. Feel how that is. And then now do the lengthening. Feel it? Yeah. Okay, let that go. Who else needs a little hands-on?
Am I doing that right?
Is this the lengthening one?
Yeah.
Yeah. You got it. And then now just tilt your knees that same way and feel the difference. You might not feel so much a difference. You're pretty limber. But yeah, see how that goes up? It opens up your hip joint and it gives you more length.
So it's also this hip is coming
higher up off the ground. Yeah, so you'll find that one hip comes up off the ground. Anybody else? Okay, and then take a rest in the middle. We take a lot of rests, even though it doesn't seem like we're doing much, because we're resting our attention. Okay, we're using brain power. Now, you can take your rest by either just lying the way you are. You could stretch your legs out. Or if you're having a hard time lying on your back, roll onto your side and take a rest. Yeah, I'd rather see you lie on your side and change your position if you can without stretching and doing a stretch. Because a lot of times when you go back, we're trying to break some, we're trying to give your brain and your nervous system some new options. And it's kind of uncomfortable sometimes. And when you go back and do a stretch, you sometimes just lose what you've discovered about yourself. But with that said, if you're feeling pain, that's not good, because if you're in pain, you can't learn something new. So you need to take care of yourself. Okay? That's the cardinal rule about these lessons. It's not about doing everything I say. It's about learning as much as you can and taking care of yourself. Okay? All right. So if you feel rested, bend your knees again and come back to knees bent. And is anyone sliding on the, finding they're having a hard time? Because I have these nonstick things that prevent your feet from sliding. Raise your hand if your feet are sliding and you need one of these. Everybody good? Okay. So we're going to do the same movement we did. First, check to make sure where your legs are. Are they in a place where you don't have to use a lot of effort to keep them up? If you need to adjust the width, do that. And then cross your arms over your chest like you're giving yourself like a self-hug. And put them in a position where it's comfortable. So if you feel like it's taking a lot of effort to have them where you are, you know, loosen your hug a little bit so that your arms can rest more on your chest, okay? So go back to tilting your knees and see if you can add the tilting with the, you know, with the knee, the opposite knee going, sliding down or pushing out over your foot, that new way you learned. And then go, come in the middle and go the other way. And now see, and with your arms, see if you can let your arms take you into a roll more. Okay, so see if you can use your feet. So you're working towards rolling to your side. Take it that far. Okay, so you want to try to get your feel the twist happening in your back. And then your ribs and your shoulders are connected to your spine. So see if you can feel your shoulders and your ribs wanting to twist. And then your head is connected to your spine. See if that wants to go along with it. And you don't want to make it happen, but you're looking. You're looking and you're sensing for that connection of your whole self. And, of course, you want to be still breathing. And sometimes when we're thinking so hard, we forget that. Just go side to side. This should feel easy. It should feel gentle. Sense your ribs pressing into the floor, the twist in your spine. Notice the more you do it, the more your head is wanting to just go along, and you're not even using your neck muscles, are you, to turn your head. The rest of you is turning your head. And then come to rest in the middle. You can let your arms go and make yourself comfortable resting, either lengthening your legs or rolling onto your side. And notice what your contact with the floor is like now. Has it changed from when you first laid down? Mm-hmm. Let your arms relax. Maybe it's easier now to lengthen your legs and without having to keep your knees bent because those muscles are starting to let go. And when you're ready, and if you're ready, you know, you might say, I think I kind of had enough. I want to sit this next one out. You're welcome to do that. This is all about making the conditions right for you to be learning something about yourself. Okay? All right. So, you're ready to continue. Bend your knees and stand your feet again in that nice place where you don't have to use a lot of effort. And do bring your arms into the hugging position. Now this one, you may need to give yourself a tighter hug on because you're not going to be moving your legs. You're just going to be using your arms, and the movement's going to be real little. You're going to be using your arms to, like, we'll go to the right first. So you're going to use your right arm to lift your left shoulder to roll your upper body to the right. Got it? So you're rolling right, but you're going to use that. You're going to, use your right arm to, use your arm to help you roll, basically. So if you need to reposition your hands a little more to grab hold of your shoulder, and you're going to pull your shoulder so you twist a little to the right, come back to the middle, use your other hand to lift your shoulder to twist to the left. Okay, so you're not going to go as far as you did when you used your legs, right? Because your legs are still, your hips are fixed. Okay, so it's all about just turning those, getting those upper, getting a twist in the upper part of your back, across your shoulder blades, getting more mobility up there now. So a lot of times what happens is one part works too much when another part's not working at all. And so then that's when we start running into problems, okay? So we do these different variations. We say, oh, you move now. No, you don't move now. Just to start to let your brain see, recognize what's moving and what's not moving. And then come to rest in the middle, bring your... Well, actually, leave your arms up and now see how it feels to add in tilting your legs. So tilt your legs and roll to the right. Tilt your legs and roll to the left. And see now if your upper self is moving more now that you've isolated those two pieces. Yeah. So go the same way. So both go this way. And then back to the middle, and then both go this way now. Yeah. It should feel good in your upper back. And then rest in the middle, bring your arms down. How's everybody doing? Is anybody having any problems or pain with this? No? Good. Good. And let your arms rest. Check in with your contact with the floor now. What's happening there? You feeling more of yourself on the floor? Or maybe now you're feeling places that were resting aren't resting. One is not good, one is not bad. It's just noticing. And then take your head and roll your head a little one way. Back to the middle, the other way. How's that? Is any changing happening there? Any difference from when you started? And let that come to rest in the middle. So now, bend your knees again if you're not bending. Have them bent. And then place your hands on your lower ribs in front. So you just want to rest your hands on your rib cage in front. Can you feel the bones there? And you're going to use your hands as a kind of like a little barrier. So now you're just going to tilt your legs one way and the other way, pushing your knee out over your foot, but you're not going to move your upper body. It stops kind of where your hands are. And see if you can feel underneath your hands your ribs moving. So see if you can go just a little less, not all the way, Carol. And so you can feel that twist in your spine. So what you're trying to do now with this is you're trying to, so underneath your hands are your ribs, right? And then underneath that is that part of your spine, okay? So you want to see if you can sense when you're twisting your knees from side to side, if you can feel that part of your spine working. So we're trying to kind of light up that part of your back now. The part that's just above, you know, right around your lumbar area, a little higher where it starts to attach to your ribs. Good, and then let that come to a stop in the middle. And let's see what we're going to do next. Let's put your hands in the hugging position. And this variation is your legs go back to moving left and right, and your shoulders can move left and right, but your head is not allowed to move this time. Okay? So if you need to open your eyes and kind of fix at a spot on the ceiling so that you don't move your head, you can do that. But so now we want everything to move but the head. Okay? So tilt side to side, roll side to side. And having, you know, the purpose of having your arms in the hugging position is it allows your upper body to roll a little bit easier because your hands can kind of help and everything's more compact. So go ahead and cross your arms over your chest. Use your arms to help you. And then notice what's happening in yourself. What kind of sensations are you having because your head can't move? I mean, you don't want it to ratchet there or anything, but just notice. Just notice what else has to participate more because your head can't participate. Keep breathing. And then do a couple with letting your head go. Poor head. Okay. And then notice what, now that you've kind of broken that apart, how is the whole system working together now? Does it feel like you're more complete, more whole? And then come to rest in the middle. Unwrap your arms. Okay, this next one can be done with your legs up for long, and it's working with the eyes and the eye muscles. So the eyes are so intricately connected with your movement of your head, right? Because usually it happens, you go to look at something, you turn your head, right? So there's a lot of habits and patterns with the way you use your eyes and the way you turn your head. So of course we're going to disrupt that a little bit. So, but be real, real gentle, and you particularly don't want to overdo these because the eyes are real tiny muscle. It also is working with your equilibrium and your balance. So you can do this with your eyes open or closed. Sometimes you might find it easier to have your eyes open. Actually, let's just everybody open their eyes. And you're looking at the ceiling, and you're going to track your eyes from the ceiling, just your eyes. So head doesn't move. This is just an eye movement. So eyes are open. You're taking your eyes from the ceiling, cross the ceiling to the right, and have your eyes just go as far as they can go comfortably down the wall to the right. And then have them come back up to the ceiling, go across the ceiling, and then go to the left. And you're going to, and just go, you know, as far as you can comfortably. This is like an eye exercise. It's not to see how far you can see. But, you know, the more you do it, of course, it's going to be easier. And notice, you know, which way is smoother? Notice if you kind of jump and skip over places. Go real slow, real small, keep breathing. Okay. Good, and let that go. That's enough of those. In our training, we have, for two whole weeks, we do this whole series. It's called Developmental, and these are actually movements that Dr. Feldenkrais saw that babies do, you know, that they develop their nervous system with. And so I overdid the eyes one day, and I couldn't go to class the next day. I had such a bad case of dizziness. So you do these at home, just be real gentle with yourself. Okay, so now go ahead and you're going to let your head move with your eyes. So when you take your eyes start, so your eyes go to look to the right, and then it takes your head with it. Okay, so really notice how your eyes are leading the head movement. And then come back to the center, and then look the other way. Okay, so eyes start, and then it takes the head, and just feel that nice, smooth, lovely connection of how they work together. And then come to rest in the middle and rest. Rest your eyes, rest your attention. Okay, this next one is probably a little crazy that you haven't tried this before. Listen first before you do it. You're going to let your eyes both go to the right, okay? So that means they're hanging out in the right corners of your eye sockets. Both eyes are. And then you're going to give yourself, the arms go in the hugging position, and you're going to push, you're going to tilt your knees. So you're going to tilt your knees to the right, and you're going to roll to the right like you normally do, but this time, and your eyes are going to stay in the right, but then when you go to the left, and everything rolls to the left, your eyes are still going to hang out in the right-hand corners of your eyes. Okay? So, again, we're trying to break up an eye movement pattern with your neck, okay? But your main goal and objective is to let your head roll side to side, even though your eyes are still hanging out in the right. See if you can roll side to side, let your spine twist, let your shoulders go, let your head go, but see if you can just have some sense of your eyes hanging over on the right. It doesn't have to be fixed totally. The main goal is I want to see your heads moving. And sometimes because we're trying to, you know, it's not normal to do that. So it's not easy. So just go side to side just with the thought of your eyes hanging out on the right. This one's easier to do maybe with your eyes closed. And then pause in the middle. Just do a couple of those. And now, of course, your eyes are going to hang out in the left-hand corners, right? Left. And then roll side to side with your eyes. Let your head roll, but your eyes are hanging out in the left. And breathe. No chewing gum. Okay, good. And then let that go. That's enough of that. You okay? You all with me still? Okay. The last part of this, if you're still game, is we're going to do this, we're going to do a sequential rolling side to side, which means you're going to start out with your eyes first going to the right, and then when you feel like your eyes can't go any further without moving your head, then you allow your head to go. And when your head can't go any further, then you're going to let your shoulder go. And then when your shoulder can't go any further, then you're going to tilt your knees. Okay? So see if you can stop and distinguish each piece individually. Okay, so start with, so give yourself a hug so you can roll easier. Okay, and then start looking to the right, and then let your head go to the right, then let your shoulders go to the right, and then tilt your knees, extend that top knee over your foot, and then come back and do the same thing to the left. So you're trying to work, just let everything go independently of each other. So eyes, and then head, and then shoulders, and then finally the legs. Okay? So do it one more time to the right, and then see if you can, like, let it go a little smoother now. Like, let them gel a little bit closer together now. Go the other way. Okay. Hi, you guys are doing great. And then rest in the middle. And then, of course, now we're going to, this is the last piece. We're going to start with the legs and do the sequential rolling up from the legs. So first the legs go to the right, and then you feel your ribs, and then you feel your shoulder, then your head, and then your eyes are the last thing that leaves the ceiling. Okay? And then go to the other side, starting with your legs. Feel the twist, and then when it can't go any further, bring in the shoulder and feel what it's like just to move the shoulder. And then feel what it's like just to move the head, and then allow the eyes to go. So go do the other side again, and then if you're when you're rolling, you're probably doing really good. You're getting way over on your side. So instead of rolling over your hands, maybe you want to let your hand move along out of the floor, out of the way, so you're not rolling over it. So you can roll really far on your side, let your head go. Your face starts to look towards the floor. Nice. Look at you guys. And then don't think about the sequence. Just roll side to side in a really nice, easy, flowing motion. Go back and forth, feeling kind of like you're giving yourself a self-massage. Yeah. And notice how your neck is free to move without even engaging any muscles at all. And then rest in the middle. Bring your arms down, your legs down if you're comfortable. And then go ahead and roll your head one way and then the other way now. Check in, see how that feels now compared to when you first did it. let your head come to rest in the middle. Check in with your contact with the floor now. Compare it to how you, when you first laid down. Okay, so we're going to prepare to get up, and when I say prepare, I mean go real slow, real small. You know, you spent all this time really tuning into yourself and your nervous system. See if you can stay inside yourself as you slowly roll to your side, make your way to sitting, and then eventually make your way to standing. It'll feel different because of what you've been doing. See if you can kind of stay in that place while you bring yourself up to standing. Take your time. And then, now as you're standing, then turn and look behind you one way like we did in the beginning. See how that goes now. Turn and look the other way. And notice what's all involved in you turning now. Do you feel, instead of your head, do you feel more of your shoulders, your ribs, your spine? What about your feet? Do you feel like your feet are involved in turning now? And then go ahead and just walk around a little bit and notice how it was walking to you, just to kind of take your new sense of awareness into walking. Feel your feet. Feel how you're stacked up over yourself. And then make your way back to your chair and sit on the edge. And then on your sit bones is what I mean by edge. Closer to the edge. Not so that you're going to fall off. And then see how it is in turning is in sitting now. Okay. So basically, you're turning, you're doing the same thing you did on the floor, right? So now see, practice a little bit of what, so this is something you can do when you're waiting somewhere at a doctor's office or anywhere where you can feel yourself sitting on the chair. You can play around with just turning your head and then your shoulders. And then, so what do you need to do then? What were your legs doing when you were on the floor? Do you remember? Remember that pushing through your foot? So see what happens to your turn when, so if you're going to be going to the right, push with your left knee forward. And see how it moves your hips. And how it gets your spine to turn more when you use your, that's it. Gary, that's good. Gary. Let's see. Yeah. So instead of going more to the side, see if you can. So go this way. Push into my hand with this. There. You feel how that gets you turning more? Uh-huh. So can you imagine if you're driving, and you're trying to see behind you? You know how that is, looking to the left. So push with this knee as you go that way.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, so you're freeing us. We get so much more power in our hips that can support us. And when your hips are moving, then your spine's moving. And then your spine helps your head. Does everybody feel that? Did you feel that pushing through?
Mm-hmm.
Let's do this. So turn that way and push your knee into my hand. Yeah, feel how it gets now and look that way. See how much more you get out of that? Come back. Okay, do it
rather
again.
Rather than bend.
Yeah, yeah. Or using all these muscles. If you want to push and you want to get your actual hips moving. Yeah. We sit.
Oh, and I'm trying to keep my hips straight.
No, we sit so much we forget we can move our pelvis, right? And when your pelvis isn't moving, then probably your spine's not moving that much. Did you feel that, Jeff? That pushing through? Anybody else? Let me just show you. Here. Yeah, so. Yeah, there it is. Yeah.
The difference.
Yeah, go ahead, push. Yeah, don't be afraid to get your seat moving out of its seat. Okay, so.
When I'm sitting though, and if I do the pushing, my knee does not like that, which wasn't a problem before.
Oh, it doesn't. Here, let's see. Okay, go. So instead of start with pushing your knee into my hand and then go. Does that hurt?
No, I don't know. It's still.
You're still. It's like
from
you're.
Before.
Oh, did when you were lying on the floor, was it bothering you?
Not really.
Okay, so there's something you're doing that's.
It's different.
That's different. In sitting, I can see that you're wanting to go into this habit of how you usually turn around.
Right. So
instead of taking what you had here and moving it up here.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure what it is yet.
I don't either. But I'm like, well, the knee part now is not good. But
So don't force it, okay?
Okay.
Don't force it and play around with more on the floor.
Okay.
Let me shut this off. So you don't get all these extra commentary.